welcome to the She Sits at His Feet podcast with me, Cicely Renee, and we talk about Christian lifestyle and creative well-being. I'm super excited that you are here, and we are going to dive right on in. Let's get started. One thing I have experienced over the past few months was a lot of dead ends. I knew God called me to this, but somehow I got a bit discouraged when I kept walking by faith, doing the work, only to keep running into dead ends. I thought that because God said to do a thing, everything was supposed to fall into place. It's while reading through the Bible and on a plan, but when you're reading something, it is right on time for what you are going through during that season and time. I'm just like mind blown. I was reading through Nehemiah when they were rebuilding the wall. God told them to build the wall, yet they were being attacked, mocked, threatened, and more. It was hard. But they continued, even though it seemed as if it would not be completed. Many of us give up before a thing is completed. We look at a reality, and it makes no sense what God is calling you to do. You are doing the work, yet nothing is coming into fruition. A realization came to me. God was really, literally ordering my steps. Like, I could see God redirecting me, blocking doors so that I would not go through them. I could see my growth despite the discouragement. I was more at peace when things wouldn't work. My complaints were very limited. My stress was non-existent. My snapback game was so much better. Although I had thoughts of lowering my bar, changing my goals, and altering my gameplay, I didn't do so. I kept on pushing. And guess what? Doors began to open. The ones that God wanted me to go through. Living a surrendered life looks like resting in God's arms in the middle of a hurricane. A surrendered life looks like soaring above the storm. A surrendered life looks like resting in green pastures. A surrendered life looks like promise despite the rubble. When we answer God's call to do a thing and it is challenging, God is calling you to rest in Him. Pray for strength and endurance. Pray that you can trust that He will show up and show out, and that you believe His plan is perfectly complete. So in Nehemiah 4, verses 10 through 21, it says, "Meanwhile, the people in Judah said, 'The strength of the laborers is giving out, and there is so much rubble that we cannot rebuild the wall.' Also, our enemies said, 'Before they know it or see us, we will be right there among them and will kill them and put an end to the work.' Then the Jews who lived near them came and told us 10 times over, 'Wherever you turn, they will attack us.' Therefore, I stationed some of the people behind the lowest points of the wall, at the exposed places, posting them by families with their swords, spears, and bows. After I looked over things, I stood up and said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, 'Don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome, and fight for your families, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your homes.' When our enemies heard that we were aware of their plot and that God had frustrated it, we all returned to the wall, each to our own work. From that day on, half of my men did the work, while the other half were equipped with spears, shields, bows, and armor. The officers posted themselves behind the people of Judah who were building the wall. Those who carried materials did their work with one hand on and one hand on a weapon. And each of the builders wore his sword at the side as he worked. But the man who sounded the trumpet stayed with me. Then I said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, 'The work is extensive and spread out, and we are widely separated from each other along the wall. Wherever you hear the sound of the trumpet, join us there. Our God will fight for us. So we continue the work with half the men holding spears from the first light of dawn till the stars came out. At that time, I also said to the people, have every man and his helper stay inside Jerusalem at night, so they can serve us as guards by night and as workers by day. Neither I nor my brothers nor men nor the guards with me took off our clothes. Each had his weapon, even when we went for water. So you see that despite the attacks, the plans to kill them, that they still stood up. They still listened to what God told them to do, and they prepared themselves. They did not allow any of that to sway them. They just grew stronger in the Lord. You're going to continue reading, and there are going to be more threats, more attempts to kill, a lot more deception, but they kept building. And then when you get to Nehemiah chapter 6 and verse 15, it says that, so the wall was finished on the 25th day of Elul in 52 days. And it happened when all our enemies heard of it. And all the nations around us saw these things, that they were very disheartened in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was done by our God. That last part, done by our God. If God called a thing to be done, he will do it. Just to continue, move in faith. Know that God has you covered. My prayer for you is that you walk by faith and not by sight. Do not allow man to make you run from what God is calling you to do. I pray you are strengthened and encouraged in the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.